ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
The Gemara dash into the Pusik, Kol Yomi Ani Rahim, Betoivli Mishnah Tamid, in Kama Vakama Aifanim. As the Gemara on the top of Kufale from El Aleph, the Gemara Darshan's Kol Yomi Ani Rahim says, Shadaitai Ksara. Taivle Mishta Tovid Zesha Daita Rukhava, as Rashi explains to Pshat, the first Pshat, the Hizmani Daigas that we saw at the end of the last year. Now we'll see the second Pshat of Rashi. Daita Ksara means a ragzan, somebody who is a calm person, as Taivle Mishta Tovid is a savlon. Thinking somebody who's a kaisan, as Koyime Anim Rayim. As Rashi's mitzayin in this Gemara, the Gemara Mitzachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Shashloi She'en Chayim Chayim, I can't enjoy life. They're always having on me at nef, always having agvas nefesh. Things are disturbing them. V'chad miyem rachschonim kaison. The Gemara Nedarim on Daf Chav Beis, the Gemara Dashin Zom Apasik a kaison kol mini gehenim sholtim ba, as the Pirush Rashi Nedarim is with Farish Tub Shatim. One shot it's going Gehenim in the next world. And one shot it means even in this world while he was alive, his life is a Gehenim. Because his goof is mitzdar from his kas. His kas causes him such agmas nefesh. It causes him pains in his goof eventually. As we see over here, Ad kamitz choshev l'sakin mida at midas akas. Because if you're not going to be misakin, it's pasher yefshta lichyos. It's not possible to live. He's always bitstar. He's always getting upset at everyone. I was once driving in a cab, and this cab was driving very fast. He was cutting everyone off. He was upset at everyone that was driving slow. And suddenly one person came and cut him off, went faster than him. He got upset. Look at this driver, such a sakana. You see, he cuts people off. Meaning, whether he's cutting people off, people are cutting him off. He's always upset at everyone. Thus is a kaisan. The Yiddish Gisa, Toiv Lev Mishta Tamid, a kavan is Mishi Yeshle Savlanis. He's always able to be soivel, such a person as Besimcha Tamid. Ben Yain in the famous Mishnah in Ovis with the Talmidim of Yechon ben Zakkai in Ovis Perik Beis, that one of them said that the mid of Lev Toiv is the Shavish of Kol Midas Toivis. The person should stay with Savlonis, stay with the mid of Lev Toiv. The Ben Yain says it's the mid of Savlonis. As Rayim from the Rabbeinu Yoina, chutz from that which it gives the Oishin a Simcha Nechayim, it's the Shairish Lekol Midas Toivais. Mikan is Isairus. If you want your life to be alive, if you want to enjoy life, Savlanis is the key. And a person who's a Kainstein is always getting upset. Watch it. His life is destroyed for him. He can't live. Yomar then continues. And the Gemara brings Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, a Kari Pasik Shalshira Shirim, Vaisa Isikimin Zemer, as is Mevi Ra La Oilam, if Nesha Tayra Chagera Sak, Vay Medes Lefnea Kadosh Baruch Hu, and a Tain is on him, Benecha Suni Kikina, Shemanagnum Boy Leitzim, as the Yad Ramah asked that Torah is not a metzias. How could the Torah be oimid lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says it means the Malach HaMekatrig. L'maisa, we read him a dayik from Rashi in the Gemara on Tzadik Tesam and Beis. The Gemara over there says if a person's amal b'makam zeh Torah sayam melis lay b'makam achar. As Rashi explains, what does it mean the Torah is amal lay? It goes up in Shamayim and it asks from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As you see, the Torah is a ruchnis de kemetzias. Dugma, it says when Shlomo HaMelech took more wives, as the Yud of Lo Yarbe Halach LaKadosh Baruch Hu, it said Shlomo writes a levat loy. Mendrash and Bereishis says that every ois of the Torah Hashem called, and want to know if it's to create the world with it and start the Torah with it. Azetmendach. Torah is a mitzias ruchni, an oisya shel Torah. That's what we find by the Shvirus Alochus, that the oisyas were pareach, perchus ba'ave. What does it mean the oisyas flew in the air? No, the oisyas are ruchnis de gemitzias. That's why tefillah is oimdim berumay shel oilam. The words of the tefillah fly up to Shemayim. Mamanu, the Torah for a person who's amal b'Torah, like the Gemara in Tzadik Tesam Beis, the Torah goes up to Hashem and is mispal to Hashem for him that he should know the Torah, taimei Torah, sisei Torah. Leidach gisa, somebody who's mevaza the Torah, like in our Gemara, the Torah is aimed at mekatre kenegdoi. The Yad Ramah is mistabik, that which is mevor in the Gemara, that there's a issa to use a pasuk in Shir HaShirim for a zemer, is what happens if he's using it l'shabeach l'Hashem. Dugma, the Rishayim say on the Gemara in Gittin Dav Zayin, that the Gemara says that zeichel l'chorben, a person shouldn't be mezamer. The Rishayim say that if he's doing it l'shabeach l'Hashem, there's a heter. The Ramah clears, does that have to apply to this Isser also? I mean, are you allowed to use a Pasuk to be Mezamer? What's the suffix of the Yad Ramah? The suffix of the Yad Ramah is what's the gather of the Isser over here? Is the gather of the Isser that it's a bizayin to the Torah, to use it not for Torah? Because even if you're using it to be Meshabeach Lashem, of it still be Zion for the Torah. Maral is masba a little bit more ba'amkus. He says Torah is meant to be learned bi'iyonu ba'aymek. It's using it for just a share, but Alma is not using it bi'iyonu ba'aymek. Or is the bizayin shabai because he's mishtamish l'tzayrach sheinash al mitzvah for simcha, for negina. He wants to have a nice song to be happy with. L'fizeh, if he's miskavin L'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, M'shameach Hashem Rabbi Mutter. Rashi over here b'pashas is mashma, b'chol oifin shelo yomek k'tayma v'anigin shelo yihavi yosar. Chol Rashi will be mashma like that side of the Ramah, that even when it's L'shem Kavod Hashem, afilu achi, Shabeach L'shem, it's not Mutter. Igmish Maishan Yeridea Chedek Aleph Simin Kufayin Gimel Yedua Yitaini that you should make Nagunim from Sukkim Mishum de Gemara Yeridea Chedek Beis Simin Kuf Mem Beis. He writes again about the topic. And over there he does say that the Minig Ha'olam is to be Makel. Even in Hashem Shuvim he never saw anyone be Makbid. But he says he doesn't understand what the Heter is. But now that we have the Yad Ramah, after that would be a little bit of a limud zchus. Maybe the olam was knowing that if you're doing it l'shabeach l'Hashem, there's a heta. But I feel if the heta is like the Yad Ramah, and maybe in Yovan it's totally what the purpose when you're using the psukim. When you're using the psukim, you make a song as it helps the person to feel shvach v'idol l'Hashem. As Matavi from Anayim, like some songs you sing it, it's Mis'iris, Shvach Voido. A slow song is Mis'iris, Iris, and the fast song is Mis'iris, Simcha. But some songs, the song just, it's not Ma'ir Simcha, Avoid this Hashem. Even if you put a pasuk to it, it just doesn't clip. As the choir over there, it wouldn't work the heter, the Yad Ramah. As Lamaisa, even if you use the Yad Ramah's heter, but it's a very edela heter, it's tali on the kavana and what it does for the person. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, brings down another English chilek, Lo'ilam haba aleicha shalom mako. Rabbi Yechanan says, "B'roi kikbal lefi she'im meskirin, she'im shamayim ala rekiko." As Rashi says, that a chiddush. Rashi says that if it's b'loshin laz, then it's mutar. This is only when you say the Shem Hashem B'Lashon HaKodesh. As the Bach in Yeridei and Simon Kufay in Tess, the Shailan Rashi from the Gemara and Shabbos Taf Mem on Beis, which is Mefurish, the Dvarim Shel Kedusha, you're now let us say in a Makom Metunif, even if you say it in Lashon Laz. As Emendach, something, it's also to be Mevazah, a davish of kedusha, even if it's b'lashon laz. He's chilek on Rashi and learns the Israel over here is even when you say the sheng b'lashon laz. As the shach over there in Simon Kuf Yud Aleph is miyashiv Rashi, that there's two kinds of iser. Over there, the iser isn't because of a specific word. The iser is limud ha-Torah, the inyan of Torah, to give a psak, to give a ra. As if the issa is because the inyan of limud ha-Torah, as what difference does it make what you're doing the limud ha-Torah, and if it's lashon ha-kodesh or it's lashon chalam, I see you're learning Torah, you're making a hayra. Mashenkin over here, b'zayin is not to divrei Torah. The b'zayin is to the shem Hashem. As that you could say, it only has the kedusha of a shem Hashem. When it's b'lashon ha-kodesh, when it's b'lashon laz, it doesn't have that same kedusha. The shach is mamshech, and he says a chiddush. That b'shem Hashem, you're not let a that you're not. There's an issa mechika, and the zayin shemesh she'eino nimchakim is only when it's written in Hebrew. When it's written in laz, the person writes g-d, as in there's no issa mechika. As the Issa Mechika is a din in Shem Hashem, and the din in Shem Hashem is only by Lashon HaKodesh, Fi Rashi. Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says, Sakin, Mamash Meshem Bibnei Ma'ayim B'Shabbos. Why is it Mutter? Aye, there's the Issa of Refuah B'Shabbos. As Rashi has the kasha, v'ein b'kach mishem refuah, the sicha iskish l'shtia. The sicha is doimet the shtia. Rather, Rashi's meduyik, it's a din darais, a hekish, like Rashi in Yavam, is tafayin dalid. Rashi shita is, the sicha is kishtia midarais, and tesis, the Russian human perikhas, they done in this. Rashi shita is, it's darais, it's very meduyik in Rashi here. The Igle Tal, the Meleches Toichin, and Sivkot Mem Vav is Gimel, this interesting Shailon Rashi. He says that what's the heta to do refuahs by Yoichel B'Shabbos? As the Gemara says in Shabbos, it's only by Yoichel Bari, things that Bari eat. But something that a Bari doesn't eat, then there's no heta. What's the Vard? Because if it's something that a Bari eats also, it's not Nika, then it's L'Shem Refuah. Hashenkin Ha'oichel, which you only give to a Choylos, then everyone knows you're doing it for Refuah. It's Taina Diglek Tal, Zay B'Zay, it's Tali, on what's the Derech Lasis Labriyim, what the Derech is not to do Labriyim is Asar. So what does Rashi say over here? The reason why it's Mutter is Misham Hekish, Mamanav Shach. If the derech is to do it to Briyim, then you don't need a hekesh. And if the derech is not to do it for Briyim, only for Chaylem, then a hekesh won't help. That's what's pshat in Rashi. As in Machiach from Rashi, big yisoid, that which the heter is when it's Michael Briyim is not the vort, because then it's not nikar, it's lerfuah. The vort is anything which is a Michael Briyim, Chazal, or matter. As if Chazal would start asering Michael Briyim, that does a refuah, already there's many healthy foods. That's why we're going to start asering foods that can cause a refuah. Ba'avadet. That betzem, even if it does do a refuah, but as long as it's a Michael Briyim, Chazal din aser. As a medlo, you need the shame Michael in order for Chazal not to aser. Because that's why Rashi's saying, Sichr is ke Michael. As the Gemara continues and brings down the Maisa of Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Eliezer, Lazar ben Hyrcanus, when he got sick, as Nichnas Talmidei Levakroi, Amalem Chama Aza Yesh Ba'olam. What does it mean, Chama Aza Yesh Ba'olam? As Rashi learns that he was speaking about himself. Hashem is upset at him because of Amakom v'hichrid chelyoy. Break the Mashon Rashi. Read the Lashon of the Gemara is Chama Aza Ba'olam. As the Fi Rashi's pshat that Hashem was upset at him. Why is the Lashon Ba'olam? Hashem's not upset at the whole world. Hashem's only upset at him. It's the Yin Yaakov in the Aruch HaNer say Gishmak HaPasik. You know, there's a klal that Amala Kodesh Baruch Hu takes a tzaddik Bavoin Hador, like in Echab Perik Dalet, it says Yishayo, Etzim was a tzaddik, but he was nitfis Bavoin Hador. As that was the taina, he said Chama Aza Be'olam. The reason he was a tzaddik, he didn't deserve to be nanish, but why was HaKadosh giving him the einish? Because Be'etzim there's a cast on the whole world, and he as a tzaddik was nitfis Bavoin Hador. Hashem Kidl took the cast out on him. That's shot in Rashi. The Mashalamais is Mefarish Boifin Acher. That he was talking about his Talmidim. That Rebbe Lazar was Koyas Aleim Shalo Yigiyu Ar Achshav. Asham Lazar Ba'ilam means he was saying on them. He's at Zahemshach to the Gemara on Daf Samaches. Mela. It says over there that they were nenesh b'misa mishuna. That's what Rulazah said. And Kiva asked b'shali ma'u. And Rulazah said that you'll be worse than everyone else. Why shaliba patuach ku'ulam? You could have learned so much Torah and you didn't. Kiva taka was nenesh in a misa chamura. He's one of the Suri Malchus that was nerag b'yisurim nairayim. So Chaim Shulevitz used to bring from this Gemara, you see, ad kama, a person has a libay patuach ku'ulam, dino, a person who could learn Torah when he doesn't learn Torah. You see, the einish chama that a person has, kama, we have to be careful to learn what we're able to learn. As the Gemara says, that when they saw him, as they were bocha, Nishat Amidah, Rabbi Kiva was misachik, he was happy. As you find this many times with Rabbi Kiva, like in the Gemara in Seif Makis, that they were boicha when they saw the shulim, Rabbi Kiva was misameach. They were boicha when they saw the simcha of the Romans, Rabbi Kiva was sameach. Lo ivri ritzayne kach, lo isi ritzayne alachas kama v'kama. The Hezbe is, Rabbi Kiva l'shitasai, that the Gemara in Brachis, the famous Gemara, that says that Rabbi Kiva believed Kol Man David Rachmana L'Tav Aved. He always looked in every matziv to find the Toif. He lived with a high dagger of Yitachan and Hashem. Famous Gemara in Brachis brings the Maisa with the Tanu. Rabbi Kiva was traveling and had a Tanugol, and then the Tanugol was killed and the Nera blew out. He said Kol Man David Rachmana L'Tav Aved, and afterwards the listing came and they didn't see him as he was saved. He wanted to go in the city and they didn't accept him. And he was saved because the listing went in the city the next day. as this was the dagger Rabbi Akiva b'chol matzav was, that he was able to see the toiv b'chol matzav. As we see over here, the high dagger b'tochen Rabbi Akiva, ma'id yitochen, this is was the sheirish of the kayach of Rabbi Akiva to be misalan toira also. That even though it was very hard for him, he was an older person, he went back to cheder at the age of 40, he started off behind everyone else. But that optimism, the koyach of always seeing the good in everything, that's what kept him going and was able to be misgabim, that he should be rise to the Tana, the heights in Torah that he rose to. As what did the Talmidim say? Why were they crying? Because they saw a Sefer Torah Shari Bitzar. You see over here, where you see a Talmud Chacham Shari Bitzar, you're seeing a Sefer Torah Shari Bitzar. Rasha brings, like the Gemara in Daf Samaches says, that he was mamshal himself to Sefer Torah. His Yadayim is like the Glilim of his Sefer Torah. As Be'emes, it's B'chol Talmud Chacham, that he's nimshal to a Sefer Torah. As Zochin Sheshachuch Torah, so is Kimoy Lucha Shenishbaru. The Hezbar and Davar is a Sefer Torah is a makam where the Torah is written. The Talmud Chacham is Kiswa Torah Luach Liboy, as his lave is the klaf of the Sefer Torah. His pet is the klaf of the Sefer Torah. Thus is thus. That's the mashal of a Talmud Chacham to a Sefer Torah. This is a oimik in the Gemara in Makis that kamatip shibnei yodam, that they stand up before a Sefer Torah, not mifnei talmidei chachamim, mariteir talmidei chama b'chine Sefer Torah, v'gam yeser. Aber, that which we find b'miyuchid by Rebbe Lazar, that he was called a Sefer Torah, as you could be masber with the mission of a Perek Beis, the famous missioner of Yechem and Zakkai, said Rabbi Eliezer, that he was a bar suit, she'ena ma'bitipa. As a mele, he was a miyuchadik a taira. He was a taira that kol a taira kula was pashit, pshuta kemashmai, written in his life. He knew kol a taira kula. No, he never forgot anything. As a mamish daimete sefer taira, that oi sachas, pasals, it's not the same sefer taira as a Talmud Chacham with kol a taira kula b'libo, he's gone under madriga from a Talmud Chacham, from a sefer taira. And the Gemara brings another Maisa with Rabbi Lazar. Gemara brings that this time the Skenim were Nichnas. The first Maisa was with the Talmidim that were Nichnas. And now the Skenim came in. Rabbi Kiva was Nichnas Shtei Pamim. You see the healing of Darga of another Rabbi Kiva. And some people, okay, I'm only going with the Skenim. He went with the Talmidim, he went with the Skenim, whatever it is to learn Torah. So what did they say? They said the Shvachim of Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Eliezer. As Yesh Lodin, what was the Kavon of the Skenim? You could learn they were coming to be Mechazikim and tell him how Chashiv he is to the world, and that should give him a Chizuk to be able to be Misgaber and do what he has to do, even though he's sick. Another way of understanding the Gemara is they were being masked the schus of Rabbi Eliezer to be Ma'irach Reshamayim Alav. As the Gemara says, Gimel Mishalim on Rabbi Eliezer. One is that he's Yisetoy Mitiba Shal Kshamim. What's the mashal to Kshamim? As Maral says that Kshamim have a kayach, they make a plant be Nisgadal. That was the koyach of Rabbi Eliezer, that his Torah was megadol. And this miyuchadik a koyach, certain people, certain gdolim of Klal Yisrael, Magid Yishurim, they have a koyach of megadol, they matzmiach talmidei chachamim. As Rabbi Eliezer, this koyach of a megadol, he was nimshal to the cham of the sun. The cham is what provides or for the world. As his Torah was a Torah that was me'al the kulam. He was Peseach Neinayim of Kulam with his Torah, with his Vetzloch, with his Havana. He opened the eyes of everyone. Moed Yitochen, that was his Koyach to be Megadol. because when you give over Torah with such a behirus, as that's what's megadol people in Torah. And then it says that he's doing with the Avim. So what's the mashal of Avim? As you can be masma with the Gemara on Tzadik Tesomit base. The Gemara said, Kol HaMelamed Ben Chaveiro Kiloi Aso. So we saw the Goyin in Sefer Yetzirah as masbir, that there's two parts to a person. There's the guf, as that what's moilid is the Av and the Ima, and then there's Neshama, and what's moilid that part is the Divrei Torah that his Rebbe teach him as Memela Kilo Aso Kilo Yoldo. So that's what he's saying, being that his Torah, the Koyach to be Magadol, the Neshama, in people, as a Mela, he was daimed to an Aveim. As by everyone, he sat there and listened about Rabbi Kiva. Nene Rabbi Kiva, V'amar Chavivin Yisurim. Amalem Simchoni Veshma Dibri Akira Talmidai, Shama Chavivin Yisurim. Kiva Minayin Loch. He brings the story of Menashe. And Menashe, even though his father was Malamed him Torah, but that didn't turn him into a tzaddik. But what turned him into a tzaddik is one time he was captured by the Goyim. Yaakov brings the story more by Richos. It's in the Medrash. And they put him in a pot of Nechoshes. They put a fire under the pot. I mean, literally, they were cooking him like you cook a oif in a pot, a chicken soup. So they were cooking him in a pot of nechoshes, because nechoshes conducts heat. He was mitzdar ma'id. At first, he called out to every Yetzirah, and it didn't help. And finally, he called out to Hashem. As you see over here, what made him finally be Machni himself, that he called out to Hashem Yisurim? As all the Torah that he learned didn't help him until he had Yisurim. Rabbi Kiva is bringing a raya from Menashe to Rabbi Eliezer. As you see, that which we say Yisurim helps the person become special and grow is not only by Menashe HaRasha, but by every person, even at Tzadik Gadol, when he has Yisurim, he grows from it. In the Gemara in Brachas Dafei, it brings a pasuk: Kol Shachadosh Baruch Hu Chafutz Boy Medakoy BiYisurim Es Asher Yev Hashem Yechiach. And whoever Hashem loves brings him Yisurim. Why? Because that's the koyach of Yisurim. It's megadol a person, and it helps him to grow. The Amchal, in one place, where he writes about the Yisurim, he says, sometimes it's hard for us to understand the Yisurim Gdelim of Sadiqim of Meshetei D'Lecha. The schar that he gets for the Yisurim is so great that it's Kedaifim, all the Yisurim. And that Gidol, that Steiging that he does, it's Kedaiakom. Then the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, is now Masbir, the Indian of Hoyes Hashem, Bais Yosef. What's the Hoyes Hashem, Bais Yosef? Nevzein lechelik loylem haba. As Rashi over here, is Mavur Chiddush. Koydim, which shame are we talking about? As Rashi learns, it's the Shem Mem Beis. That's what Rashi in Avodah Zarah says also. It's the Shem Mem Beis. Up over there in Avodah Zarah, Rashi's Moisef Nochak Nech. Rashi learns, what does it mean, Hoyga Hashem? Rashi learns, Hoyadayrish B'Mem Beis Oisyes. V'oid Oisa B'Mashu Chofetz. He used it to do Nisim, to do different things to help him out. As that's the Pshad in Hoyga Hashem, Bais Yosef. Nira Lufi Rashi, that what's the Bais Yosef? That Be'emes, the shame the Russian Yuma speaks out. Igashem Amafirish is the shame. I mean, the Rush speaks out that the Igashem Hashem is the shame Yud Kei Vov Kei. The shame Yud Beis and the shame Mem Dalid, the Kilu Yoitze from the shame Yud Kei Vov Kei. As thus is Hoyges Hashem, Kilu is Doirish the shame Yud Kei Vov Kei to be Marchevit to the Mem Beis Oisius. Void is Mishtamish Ba. And that's the Bilis Yosef. He's Doirish the Oisius Achi Gyu to the Shem Mem Beis. And then there's another Chiddush in Rashi. And our Gemara, the Gemara says, the Hoyges Hashem Ben Yosef Tano B'Gvulin. The Oynish of Ein Lechelik Olam Haba is in Gvulin. But in the Mikdash, not Zokt Rashi, because in the Mikdash, he used to say it, Lebracha, by Brechus Kainim, the Kainim used to mention. As Mavur and Rashi, that the shame that they said in the Mikdash by Brechus Kainim was the shame Mem Beis. Ein Rashi Le'el and Av Samach that says that the shame Mem Beis is the shame Amafirish. The Taisus Yudin Yumad Av Lametes says by the Vilush Gadol. He said the shame Mem Beis, that's like Shitas Rashi. The Russian Yuma in Perek Chasim in Yotes brings down B'Shem the Rahag, Vaigoin. The Shem HaMafirish that was used on Yom Kippur was the Shem Membeis, like Rashi over here. As the Fizeh, the Shem Membeis is the Shem HaMafirish. As it's much better the Lashon and Mishnah, Hoiga Shem Bois Yosef. Hashem has many names. Hashem has Shem Dalid, Shem Yud Beis, Hashem Mem Beis, Hashem Ayin Beis. How do you know what it's talking about, the Shem Mem Beis? Abba Rashi Lashita say that Rashi learns that's the Shem HaMafirish. Because when the Mishnah says, Ahoyah says Shem, it's going on Stam Shem, the Shem HaMafirish, which is the Shem Mem Beis. A little bit of a aura, I'm not sure what to do with it, is the Gemara and Kedushin Daf Ayin. The Chor is Mavur, that in Birchus Kanim they say the Shem Yud Beis, not the Shem Mem Beis. Yeshlodin of the Palto. And the other Rishainim, Taisis and Avodah Zarah Yud Ches, argues on Rashi there, the Pirsha Mishnais and the Mishnah, the Ramah and the Miri, they learn the Shem means the Shem Dalet Oisius, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shem Avaya. What is Hoyga Shem Bois Yosef? As they learn, because Lehelim Shmi, in this world, we're not allowed to say the Shem Hashem the way it's written. We have to say it with the Shem Adnos. As if someone says it the way it's written, that's a Hoyga Shem Bois Yosef, with the way it's written. Oy Tesin Avodah Zarah is Maisif. Not only is the Isser to say it the way it's written, but if someone says it and he pronounces the Oisius, it's also Hoyges Hashem. That's why when we say the Shem Hashem, we don't say Yud and then afterwards Hey, because that would be Hoyges Hashem. We say Yud Kei Vav Kei, because you can't say it with the proper Oisius, the Fetosis. Afterwards, the Gemara finished explaining the Averish Adam is Mavid Chalkoi Ba'ilam Haba. Now the Gemara starts to explain the second part of the Mishnah. The Anoshim, the Gimel Malachim, the Dalet Yaitis, She'en Lam Chelik La'ilam Haba. And the first one is Yeravam. As we saw in the Mishnah, the Pirsha Mishnayis and Miri say, what does the Mishnah say? Bedafka, these people, or other people, she'en lam chelek la'ilam haba. And the Mishnah was naked lerbusa, gam dewa noshim chshuvim. Like we're going to learn on Kuf Beis, the Godel Torah of Yeravam, and everyone else was daimu lefan of kiklipe Hashum. Va'oi, the Gemara on Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, that he was darish in Torah's kanim, and mem gimel in 103 panim, in Torah's kanim. Vafiluachi avdu chalkam la'ilam haba. That's a lima lukulanu. How come a person has to be nizar? As the Gemara starts off, and it's Mefarish, the name of Yeravim, and the Darshan said, Shiriva Am, Shasa Biriva Ba'am. This is something we find in the Gemara that it does with the three Malachim. Kanovi and Yeravim, it darshans his name, and it learns that his Averis. And Afkubez Amibez Ba'achav Umanasha, it darshans their name, and it learns out their Averis from their name. Kufheyam et Aleph with Bilam, it learns out from Bilam's name his Averis. And Afkubav Amibez Bedoyeg, it learns out from Doyeg's name his Averis. So what's the Indian? Why by every Russia we're dashing his Averis from the names? As Maral is Masber, the famous site of the Gemara in Brachas Daf Zayin, in Yuma Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis, Shema Goyrim, that the Shema of a person is Goyrim. As in the name lives the Kaiches a person, as the shame of a person is Koyul Kola Kaiches Shalaj Shama. And the shlicha shalai in olam hazeh, and that's why nishama, a person is a neshama. What's the middle oisius of neshama? Shame. Well, thus is the ikar the neshama. And that's the reason why, by a zachar, when do you do the kriya shame after the mila? Because as nishlam the neshama shalai yaday the mila. The Marshal Tzadikim, you find that the Yosifu Oisachas Mishem Hashem Bishmam, like Avram was Moisif, Hey Avraham, Yosef, Yehoisif. Void, you have other Tzadikim that they have many names, like Moshe Rabbeinu had seven names. What's this? Because the shame is the Mahus and the Neshama, the Koichas and the Neshama. So, Yedei, that they did so many mitzvahs, they were Goyrim to be Mashra, Shem Hashem, in their shame, like Avraham. Moshe, he had so many koiches that he had so many names to be magde. What is koiches? There's a hadgasha. Every person has pchira. As sometimes you find that Chazal darshan a shame l'toiva, like the Moshe and the Gemara Brachas Taf Zayin says Ruvain is Ruma Ben Bni. Ben Chami Ruusish Asher Yula Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Shirim Avraham. The Gemara Darshan is Ram the Ramus Av L'Kol Ha'Olam. Sometimes you find in the Gemara Darshan's a shame L'Toiv, and if you have a Rasha like in our Gemara Darshan's it L'Ra. Also the Dugma Malchi Stein the Meraglim Chazal Darshan L'Ra. What's the pshat? Every person is Hukva Mitrilasa if he's a tzaddik or Rasha. The words boyfinzu, and in every shame there are two options. It could be nidrish l'toiva, and it could be nidrish l'ra. It's totally on the person. If he does mitzvahs, as then he uses his koiches l'toiv, as he's goyim that he should be yikral shame on toiv. But if he does averus, as he's goyim that his shame should be l'tzad hara. As how his shame will be nidresh is tully on what the person uses his life. As that shot in the pasuk, shame rishayim yirkov, shetuma nidbak in the shame shalahem. As a mela, we don't even want to say his shame. Because al yedei zaveiros, he was mehapich his shame into a dove tameh. That's the reason why we don't call children al shame rosh, only al shame tzadik, because the shame is kedusha and tumah. That's why we find the Marshal by Ephron, it was taken one ice out of his name because he said he's going to do a big mitzvah and give it to Avram. At the end, he sold him for a lot of money as he lost the Vav, which is one of the oisiyos of Hashem, to see him because they were mizdarims in the Divas HaMishkan. They lost the Yod. But what are they losing? Because they kilu used their name Lera and the Shem Hashem Shabbai was Paka. Shlosh says that's what it means, the Maimer Chazal, that Rishayim, when they come up and the Shailim, the Shem, the Malachim asks him for his name, he can't answer. Why can't he answer? Because being that he did Averis as a shame is Mara his Rishis. It's Nidrish L'Ra. as he's mefached loymer Hashem shalem. Because why do we say the tikkun is that you should say a pasuk shel Torah, which is mashkal b'shmai b'say shmona esrei? The tikkun is not just saying the pasuk; it's coming to remind the person that you should live al pi the Torah, as then your shame will have a meaning of Torah. Then you won't be mispayish when you say Hashem lost in love. As nekuda avoda from this is every person should know his koiches gdeilus, which are munach in Hashem, as gdeilus damish ba l'toiv, they should be zeichel l'shem toiv, kol ha-toiv shekol ba-shem shalai. Chas v'shalom, he shouldn't use it l'ra, and then he should be mispayish from Hashem shalai. And netzach netzachim, the shame will be al shame rishay. The choir then continues in Darshan's Ben Nevat, Hu Nevat, Hu Micha, Hu Sheva Ben Bichri. As the Ramah, the Yad Ramah, yes, on the Gemara, that why was this Rasha Zeicha Lechayim for Kol Kach Arichus Yamims, Kol Kach Arbe Dairis? Oy the Masha, yes, that Nevad is from Shevet Ephraim and Shevet Ben Bichri is Ben Yamin. As both Shailas Amaram is that the Gemara doesn't mean Kipshutai. As is two Malchim in the Shaloi Kipshutai, the Maral learns that it means it wasn't the same person, but it means he was Misnai Kimaisai in Himshech Bedrachov. As Kilu, he was Nikras Al Shmai. The Goin in the Chidah Ed. And it means that he was a Gilgal. And we know when a person is Nifter, his neshama goes into another person to get a tikkun, as that's called a Gilgal. As Mishum said, they were Nimshach Bedarkam, they weren't Misakin the Gugulim. The daimat to the Gemara over here, later on in Daf Kufay, that the Gemara says, by Aviv Shel Bilam, who Baru Kushin Rishatim, who love an Arami, Vigam, you have the same Shaila, why was the Russia living for so long? Over there, the Yavit says also he was a Gilgal. And the Rashi over there in Kuvava Mebeis learns Kipshuta that he did live for a long time. Like the Yad Ramah learned over here. You know, you have to say he had a Gviser Eschus, like Oig that had a Eschus. That's why he lived for so long, because they get the Schar Ba'ilam Hazah. Another Nakuda, who's this Micha? As Chazal say, this Micha was the baby that Moshe Rabbeinu pulled out of the wall. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw, Rashi brings down on this Masach Bibinyan, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Midzim were killing babies, and said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Reisa La'amazeh, Azamullah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Koytzimim Mechalin, that these are the Rishayim of Klal Yisrael that Hashem is getting rid of. As in this, take out one and you'll see what happens. This is a gewaltig limud. We should never question the ways of Hashem. The ways of Hashem are always Kadosh Baruch Hu is kelamuna vein ad avel tzadik v'yashahu. As Micha was the one who was pregim kol kach in Klal Yisrael, and number one he had Psalm Micha that was the avodah zarah that went in the yam, and afterwards in the avodah zarah that stayed with Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. If his son is Yerubim, from this Micha came out Yerubim, who made Agolim in Klal Yisrael, was Mamshech in the Derech of his father, bringing Avodah Zarah into Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu would not have taken him out, he would have saved so many Averis. The Gemara then continues and says that why was Yerubim Zeichel HaMalchus? If he was Zeichel HaMalchus, because he was a Yechiach L'Shleima HaMelech. As you see, something very powerful in the Gemara. It's one Maisa, it's the same Maisa. But it could have two Panim. Mitzah, the Mitzah Shabbai, that he was Machiach Shleiman Melech, which was a big thing. It's very scary to be Machiach, such a powerful Melech. As he was Zeich to be a Melech. But because of the way he did it, that he did it in a way that he was Mavayah Shleiman Berabim, if you wanted to give him Teichachu, you could have given to him Mitzine, as he did in Avera. It says, L'sisa lov chet, when you give Teichachu, you're not supposed to do it in a way that's mevayish the person. As therefore, he was Nenash. As the Maral is Masber, that being that he was Zeicha to Malchus because of a Maisa that was Pogim, as therefore his Malchus was Pogim. Over here, it's a Malkum to be Madgish, the famous Yisrael of Mesil Shasharm and Zirus. He speaks about making a Cheshbon and Nefesh, being careful from your Maisim. As he says, there's two in Yonim of Zirus. Aleph, Milasis, Averus. Person shouldn't do Averus. And then there's another level of Zirus. The mitzvah she'oisa she'hei b'shleimus. That the mitzvahs that a person does, he should make sure that they're b'shleimus. B'kavona ruya. Chulei. As the Chafetz Chaim says, a very powerful mashal on this. A mashal could be used for many different things. The Chafetz Chaim is found in Parshas Kisesa on the pasuk of Liyah b'cha'er v'zdover. He happens to be talking about people who say, learn Torah when the wife's here uncovered at home. It's really a mashal for many different things, mitzvahs that are done with Averus, not Bishlemus. It says, mashal, there was a couple that they were married, and they used to sell stones. They're very famous, they always had nice stones. And the Melech heard about them, and he came knocking on their door, and he said that he wants them to build his kesef for him. They should give the stones for the kesef melech. So he got very excited to make a kesef for the melech. You could be usher for the rest of your life. You could retire. It's a tremendous chah that they'll get in the covet from everyone that they made the melech's kesef. The husband went on a trip and he went around the world getting the best stones that he could find. He sent it home to his wife with a shliach. He didn't want to wait till he got home. And he sent it with a messenger, and the message told the wife that being that I'm out of the city, as I don't have a mumcha here to check the real value of the stones, before you give it to the melech, you should check it out. And she got the stones, she opened up the bag, and they were shining so beautifully. And all of a sudden, there's a knock on the door. The melech shluchim are here, he wants the stones. She thought, you know, he said, I should check. But look at them, they're so beautiful. I'm sure my husband was careful. She gave them the stones. So right away they go, they put it in the crown. They make this beautiful crown. It's time for the melech to put it on. And the crown is mamish. It's shining from the stones so beautifully. And all of a sudden the melech's mumchun stones, he looks at the crown and he says, it's shining a little bit too bright. Could I check it? The melech says, sure, as he gives him the check it. And he finds the pogum. It's not they're not the shlemus of the stones. They're not the real stones and the value that the person said. Oh. As the melech gets very upset at this person, wow, he has this big day where he's making his crown, and now it's Bibizyanis Mamish, he has a crown that's made of fake stones. As they took the husband and the wife to jail and they started beating them. As they went over to the husband, they want to beat him. As what does a husband do? Like many husbands, like other Marishan did. He said, it's my wife's fault. She didn't get it checked. And they start beating him. They said, what? Will you rely on your wife to check for the melech? You should check yourself. Oh. They go to the wife and they're about to beat her up and give her malchus. And she says, it's not my fault. My husband sent the stones. I know. What did the wives do? They blame the husbands. And they didn't listen to her. They stopped beating her. They said, what do you mean? You didn't get it checked out before? The mamash had yisurim dayroyim bizyenis and makum living in a life of ashiris. They spent the rest of their life in prison. Zot Chafetz Chaim is a powerful mashal. People come up, lachadeh me'ev esim. They're going to be looking, wow, for the crowns, for the jewels that they made for Hashem. Their mitzvahs are so beautiful. And little do they realize, their pgumim, it's not as beautiful as they think. That's malei lashon hara, you could say. But it says tefillah, it doesn't have that same beauty to it. When a person is mechaven, he's davening along Shmoneh Esrei, and he's thinking, wow, everyone's looking how big of a tzaddik he is, and he's not thinking that Hashem should have a nachas ruach. As it's poigim the mitzvah, it doesn't have that shlemus anymore. As that's the limon ha-gadol. from this Gemara that you have one Maisa. On one hand, it was a mitzvah, but because he wasn't careful to do it b'chol dikter, b'chol prater, that shouldn't be pegay in an achar, as a mela, as this Kvaldik Alimud also, in the Bein Adam L'chaveiro, he's doing a mitzvah, l'shem shamayim, kanoi, go, be mechiach, people are doing things wrong, the big kanoi, Yerom was a big kanoi. What did he get? Some people, they get carried away by their kanoyis, and they forget the Bein Adam L'chaveiro, they're embarrassing someone v'ramim, but they're kanoyis. Therefore, he was nenash. He didn't come the special person that he could have been because he was mevayir someone berabim. A famous story in Yerushalayim, one of the Maggid said, he one time went to the Kosel and there was someone that saw a midget there. As the halach is, when you see a midget, you make a bracha, mishana, abrius. As this person saw the midget, a small person, and he got up. He was so excited. A chance to make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Mishaneh Habriyah. He said it real loud that everyone should say Amen. And we found the one person who turned red and was very uncomfortable from this bracha was the midget himself. They're making a bracha on him that he's a midget. He says, yeah, this person, L'shem Shamayim, Gevaldik, And really what he did was, he's mvayish b'nei chaveir b'rabim. He embarrassed the person. Zad kamu, we have to be careful and when we get fired up with our avlida, bein adam l'makam, of not to forget in the bein adam l'chaveir too. To make sure that it is the shlemus of the ma'isa mikol atzadim. Sorry, when it comes to our wives, our children, our family, and other people, make sure that our maises are done b'shleimus, and then be'emes lasad lavai, our maisim will be the keser of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It will be the beautiful crown that we could make for Hashem.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.